Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. I must just say, I was bouncing around before I started listening to that song.
Now you're feeling
it. Right down, thank you.
You feel like you're in a mellow and relaxed headspace?
Yeah, I think we all need a bit of that. Now, before I get into it, I'd like to give a shout out to long-time B-listener and friend of Bars and Lillian, Angie. Hope you're well and safe. And that goes for everybody else as well.
Hello, Angie. Morena.
So, okay. Now, I don't know whether you know about this. This was a huge story last week, and I couldn't ignore it. It turned out it was a bit of a wind-up, but it was from Weet-Bix, the UK cereal company, as opposed to New Zealand Weet-Bix.
Weet-Bix versus Weet-Bix.
Can I just... I've been deep in this argument for a long time with various people, and they are different, right?
Yes, they are different. I just thought it was the same thing, but everybody was pronouncing it wrong over here. I didn't realise it was spelt differently, but they are different. But I don't know about this... The official Twitter account of Weet-Bix posted a photo of two bricks of the cereal covered in baked beans. Ooh. With the caption, "Why should bread have all the fun when there's Weet-Bix?"
Oh no, that's like a cursed image. That's one of those things that you're just like, we've got enough going on in 2021 to really, yeah, you know, not need that in our lives.
Well, it was all a wind-up, but no one knew that at the beginning. And funny enough, some of the biggest Twitter accounts got involved in it. I'll just read a few of them out. The NHS said it should come with a health warning. Bit of humour there. Law enforcement got involved. The Sussex Police wrote, "Nothing warrants this." See what they did there?
I do see what they did there.
And the Yorkshire Police warned, "Even though this is criminal, please don't ring us to report it."
Oh, dear.
The one that really got me, the official Twitter account of Israel.
Wow.
They wrote, "It's something that all Middle Eastern countries can agree on." A bit flippant there. "Just say no." They suggest if you want to upgrade your Weet-Bix, try hummus.
That is the most hectically flippant comment to come out of Israel on Twitter. Wow, that's wild.
Jared Kushner must have had something to do with that. That was maybe part of his strategy. I don't know.
Some might say that these jokes are as dry as Weet-Bix here, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, would you eat that?
No. The best thing that I put on top of a Weet-Bix is a dustbin lid.
You don't like Weet-Bix.
No, well, actually, not a dustbin lid. You can't put them in the dustbin. You've got to put them in the food thing, haven't you?
Yeah. Compost.
A little plastic. No, I can't stand them. I can't see the point in them.
No, I agree. They're just dry and boring.
Cocoa Pops all the way for me.
It was,
yeah, I like Cocoa Pops
when
too.
You were a kid and it was Weet-Bix for breakfast, it was like just the worst. I don't know if my parents are listening. Sorry, Mum and Dad, but I did not like Weet-Bix.
I had a completely different experience to you. I loved Weet-Bix. Bit of brown sugar on top. Delicious. Let it soak
hot
and get
cold?
A bit soggy. Warm.
Warm.
In the middle.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe 20 seconds in the microwave.
Do you know, do you have to dip your elbow in it to make sure it's the right temperature?
I think at school we had a competition once of how many dry Weet-Bix someone could eat.
This is
in
like
one sitting.
One of those stupid internet challenges before we all use the internet for that stuff.
School I went to put it on.
Wild.
As a school
how many
activity.
Was it?
I can't actually remember, Rob. I knew you were going to ask me
right,
that. I'll get the number and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, so I thought that was part of me with that story. I like the police and the NHS getting involved and all that. Was really funny. But Israel, really?
Mm. There's some real big old world contexts going on right now. Maybe focus on those, eh?
Yeah. So that's that little story. Now, this is really quite interesting to me. American and Egyptian archaeologists have unearthed what could be the oldest known brewery.
Whoa.
One of the most prominent archaeological sites in ancient Egypt.
Whoa.
Mustafa Waziri, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities. What a great title. It just means Geezer in charge of old stuff. So good. Said the brewery was found in Abydos, an ancient burial ground located in the desert west of the Nile River, more than 450 k's south of Cairo.
So there's a brewery in a graveyard?
Yeah, well, it's all where they've been excavating. It's about 3000 BC.
Whoa, that is old.
And yeah, it's all in the reign of King Nama, who was known for his unification of ancient Egypt at the beginning of the first dynastic period.
Just sat everyone down at the pub for a pint.
Yeah, well, they found eight huge units with all the pots and all it and all that. It's just really amazing.
That is amazing.
But they found out that the brewery was built there in the era to provide royal rituals with beer, as they found evidence of beer being used in sacrificial rites.
Whoa.
In ancient Egypt. Maybe that's where the expression says, "I got slaughtered last night."
Maybe. Maybe.
Don't know. I just thought of that as I was reading. But that's amazing, really.
Mm.
There's no mention of hops.
No.
So no hops necessarily in that ancient beer.
No, just grains.
Just grains. But wheat beer.
That's fantastic, really. That's really good.
Yeah,
now,
that's awesome.
I've got a poem.
Shall I hit the sting for you then?
You can do that. Yeah, I've got a little bit of thing I want to say before it, but hit it anyway and I can do that.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
All right.
Right, well, yesterday I was sitting there, obviously, and here we go, third time lucky, it was all deja vu again. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to write down things I don't really like, but don't really matter, and hopefully people might find it funny.
All right, go on then.
Okay, some of the things I don't like. People that don't wear masks on buses and trains, and all my body's aches and pains. Wheat-Bix take the blandest thing I've ever tasted. Wouldn't try it again even if I was wasted. Bohemian Rhapsody, worst song ever written, and so unclassy. Next one, of course, no one likes a Nazi. Arsenal, Man United, Liverpool, and any team that plays in red. And honestly, watching Tottenham at the moment fills me with dread. Mrs. Brown's voice is embarrassing to watch and just not funny. And rich people who say they don't care about money. Oh, yeah. Anything by AC/DC, Guns N' Roses and Dire Straits. These are a few of my pet hates. I don't really hate anything, but it rhymes.
I appreciate that. I also like the little coda at the end there.
I feel like I'm on the same page with you.
Yeah, I kind of agreed with all of that, I have to say. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to stop because I'd still be going now.
Someone's texting.
And then when you actually read them, does it really matter? Mm. It does to me, but obviously
I appreciate it. We've got to have our pet peeves, you know. It's what gets us through the day sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rob, someone's texted and saying hops are only needed for IPAs. You've been drinking too many craft beers.
Crafty.
There you go.
Rob, you've picked us a song this morning. What have you gone with?
Oh, yes, I did. I wish I could be there and listen to this really, really loud. It's Tubi Army with our friends Electric.
Fantastic. That will be coming up after this. Big old cheers, Rob. Hopefully we see you in the studio again soon. We'll just stay tuned today and cross our fingers, eh?
Thank you. You have a good one, right? I hopefully see you all next week.
See you next week.
Take care,
fingers crossed. Ka kite.
See ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.